Hello and welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot, a podcast about the storytelling aspect of tarot and developing an intuitive understanding to the messages they reveal. I'm your host, Marcella Cadill. You can follow me on Instagram at Coffee Cup Tarot Reader, or you can book a reading directly with me at www.coffeecuptarot.com. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Cup Tarot. I'm Marcella, and Aisha's here, too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And today, we are going to talk about the aces of the minor arcana.
Yay. Aces, I feel like, are pretty self-explanatory when you get them.
I mean, but is it? Because I feel like a lot of them... Okay, well, no, you're right. The aces do give off the vibe. It's like, oh, well, this is what... It's almost always a good sign when you get an ace.
Yeah, because it's always the beginning, and the beginning's always the best part.
Yeah, it's like the honeymoon of the minor arcana.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so out of the four, which one's your favorite to get for a personal reading for yourself?
Oh, Ace of Cups.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Because I associate that with, like, the beginning of, like, a heart-centered experience.
Well, that makes sense, because look at my Light Seer's Tarot.
Wow, yeah. It's totally exactly...
It's literally a heart-centered experience.
That's what I visualize when I think of that card. Mine has cup with a lotus flower at the top of it. Ooh. So pretty and cute.
Okay, well, that one to me feels like that should be the 10 of cups, because you've gone through a whole, you know, like a lotus flower grows in the mud.
True.
So that's weird that that's at the front.
Well, I guess it's kind of like, it looks like it's magical because it's in my Wizards tarot deck. So it kind of looks like, I don't know, almost the potential that's unrealized, because it has like the little magical energy around it. So it's like, I feel like it's more of a visualization of the experience, what it's going to be at the end, but it's not in the physical realm yet. If that makes sense. You know, it's like
that does make
daydreaming
sense.
About it, but not physical reality.
Well, I mean, there are actually on the Rider-Waite, there are lotus flowers at the bottom of that too.
Oh, wow.
So
they probably,
which I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is so weird. I've never noticed that.
So what's your favorite?
Bizarre. What do you think my favorite one is?
Ace of Pentacles?
No.
But you're obsessed with work.
I know. I can't get out of it. I've actually turned down like 5 jobs this week.
Yay.
You would be really proud of me. Yeah. No, the Ace of Wands, because it's like passion and inspired action, which is 2020.
Yeah. It makes sense.
You're probably right. The more realistic one to get is the Ace of Pentacles, but I want to get the Ace of Wands.
Well, for you, those two things kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's true. Which is weird, because as a Pisces, you would think it would be the Ace of Cups.
Yeah.
Is the one I would be drawn to. And for you, Ace of Swords, I would just imagine you're drawn to that one.
Yeah, I guess it's like my subconscious that's drawn to the Ace of Cups, but the rest of my personality is the others. It's like when you listen to music, like you listen to music that speaks to your soul. So sometimes it's like darker or more like emotional than you normally are. That's how I feel.
Yeah, my music taste lately is like more upbeat.
Me too. Lower. Mine has been, because it's my summer playlist, but usually like my faves list, like all time favorite songs, are all really lonely and sad.
Like Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I guess we could backtrack a little bit. There are 4 aces in the tarot deck. You have the Ace of Pentacles, the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Swords, and the Ace of Wands. And in the minors, it goes through Ace 2, 3, all the way up to 10 before it gets to the courts. So the ace is literally like the first step within the suit's journey, or the suit's... How would you describe this?
Yeah, it's just the beginning of... So we talked about what each of the suits mean in our last episode, and now it's like the ace is the start of the journey in each of those subjects, kind of
like experiences.
Yeah.
So one way that you can read, you can break down a card is, let's just go with Aisha's favorite, the Ace of Cups. So you can look at this card and you know, like, okay, cups represent emotion or creativity or love, healing, whatever. We talked about it on the suits episode. So what does a one represent? Well, a one is like, think about the magician, because that's the number one card of the major. So it's like the first step towards a new beginning, so then you combine the newness with the cup. So you have a new relationship, you have a new healing, you have an overflow of creative energy. That's kind of how I combine.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Okay. Totally. I was just thinking as you were speaking about how the ace in a normal card deck, in some games, the ace is at the beginning and in some it is at the end. And I really think about how Ace has this like potential of the full entire journey within that one card. And the way that the Wizards deck kind of talks about aces in general is that, let me see.
Maybe it would come in the tail end.
Yeah. It says, let me just read what it says.
Okay.
So it says that they are like acorns that hold within themselves an entire oak tree and even a whole forest of trees, because the tree it can grow will also have many acorns. So if you get an ace in a reading, recognize the potential and know that you have the ability to put it to good use. Mm. So I really like that idea that it just reminds me of like oneness in general, like just the universe, like all of that is one, but it also holds the energy of all at the same time.
Yeah, that also reminds me of, so my sister is pregnant with a girl, if you guys don't know, and I read this thing online that's like, if you are pregnant with a girl, then that girl already has eggs of her next babies, and those eggs have eggs of the next babies as well. So she's literally holding her grandchild and her daughter at the same time.
Her whole future ancestral lineage. Yeah,
so that's like the acorn oak tree.
Another thing that the Wizards deck points out about aces is that in all of the cards, I don't know if this is for every deck, but it's a single like disembodied hand holding whatever is there. And so it's considered a gift.
Yes. So that also can, Rachel Pollack talks about that. I'm like almost sick of saying her name, but whatever. Okay. So she talks about the gifts from God or from the universe, which the Ace of Pentacles for me is a manifesting card, because it's like, hello, here's an opportunity. You need to take action to get this. And there's like a path there. But anyways, that's the only card that doesn't have the little, I'm just going to hold these up so you can see them. They don't have the little yod shapes. So if you look here, there's like the yod is the first letter of the Jesus in the Bible. And each card have these little things or has these little things except the pinnacle. So it's her interpretation, which I noticed that whenever I was pulling these cards all together, because I've never separated all the aces like this before, I was like, oh, this one doesn't have it. And she talked about it. So I was like, oh, shit. But her idea was that it's not like our divine, our physical reality is not a gift from God.
Oh.
So to me, that means it's your manifesting. So you can create this reality. You can create this earth. Like, you are of God.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I've never thought about that before.
Yeah.
Till this morning.
They talk about in this book about how the aces are freely given, but you have to accept them. So you can choose to ignore that timeline or potential pathway, but they only exist for a short window of time. So if you don't take action, then that timeline dissipates.
And the opportunity disappears.
Yeah.
I think that's really important, because if this card does come up in a reading, any one of these four cards, it's like the time is now to act.
Yeah. Because different cards can imply different lengths of time as well. Like it could be, if you get a three, it could mean 3 days, 3 hours, 3 years, or it just could have nothing to do with the number, or it could be March, the third month.
Yeah.
So it's important to take notice of the numbers, and one being at the beginning, that's a pretty short window of time.
It's like 1 minute. Yeah.
You decide right now in this moment if this is what you want. Well, you kind of do when you get it in a reading.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're like ready. Okay, so we talked about Ace of Cups. We briefly talked about Ace of Wands, which to me, that's like inspired action and passion. It's enthusiasm. It could be also good to get with a pregnancy, in a pregnancy reading, because it's like, it's the beginning of something new. It's also kind of phallic, I guess. I don't know. Have any other points about Ace of Wands? For upright, I should say.
No, not really. I guess setting intentions.
Yeah, that's true. But I kind of also think, no, you're right. Mostly for that one. And also for swords, I get the intention thing. I pulled the Ace of Wands for someone who was thinking about retiring. And she was like, should I do this new path? And I got the Ace of Wands and I was like, yes, this is a perfect card for someone who's retiring to get, because it's like a new passion and it's a new start. It's like a shift in your reality.
This is like the go, do it card.
Which she didn't do it. So.
Oh, man.
Which is kind of sad because she should have. She wanted to do like buy a bunch of goats and rent them out to people to like clear yards. I was like, yes, do it. Okay, Ace of Swords. What do you think? Upright.
I mean, it could be. This is interesting because you said that it reminds you of me, this card specifically, and I do think that this is like a could be the beginning of an intellectual pursuit. Like it could be a higher education card, or it could be a have a conversation about something card. Like there's. Something that needs to be communicated. Also, like my interpretation is always about with attachments and cords, so it could point to that. But I don't. The Ace of Swords doesn't really strike me as that because it's like the cord hasn't even been established yet. So maybe it could be like a.
I think that depends on what else is in the reading.
Yeah, and it could also depend on upright or reversed. If there's a reverse, it could mean that there's an attachment that needs to be cut before you can. Go down a longer path.
A friend of mine, I did a reading for her, and basically her dad did not believe in her that she should like create this business, and the King of Swords popped up, which was him, and she also got the Ace of Swords. So to me, like that, and she ended up starting this business and she's like so successful right now.
Awesome.
And so the idea of like cutting that cord would be perfect for her reading.
Right, like that's the one thing in the way.
Yeah, and I think that at the time I said it was like this new strategy or new idea, new business venture that she had would be a good success. So, which is not really the same interpretation, which I'm kind of wishing I would have thought about cutting the cord because it's perfect. But in this deck, it was my Gustav Klimt tarot and the sword is upside down, even though the card is upright. So it was like marking a territory. You need to do this, like take this action.
Yes.
So it's so interesting, like, if the sword is upright or reversed.
Yeah. It also, I think, could represent, like, needing to gain clarity before taking an action.
Or if it's upright, I feel like it is clarity.
Yeah.
I think, like, the crown on that makes it feel like that's why I think of clarity.
Because you're, like, cutting out all the...
No, it's like he's made it through that small circle. I don't know. Like...
Oh. I'm thinking about it, like, thinking about, like, all the energy that's at your head when you have all these ideas, and it's just kind of, like, chaos, confusion. You're thinking about all potential, like anxiety, and then you finally gain clarity, which clears away all of that from the crown chakra.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about the crown chakra.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a crown on the card.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The Wizard's Book talks about how the sword, it's a double-edged sword, so... It can be very, very powerful to get in a reading, or it can also be very, very dangerous depending on the position, upright or reversed, or what it's around.
Interesting.
It speaks specifically about your thoughts and your words being powerful when you have this card because
it can... I totally get that. Yeah. Cool. Okay, Ace of Pentacles.
Beginning of
I kind of already said. Yeah.
Career. Venture.
New career.
Something material realm related.
Yeah.
Maybe like the planning stages... even if it's just mentally planning, but it's like making your list and taking the steps needed. This card reminds me a lot about my sister, because I feel like she's always in this realm of making a to-do list and then going and accomplishing it and getting to the goal. It's a very Capricorn energy, basically.
Yeah, I was thinking Natalie too. Wow. I mean, yeah, basically. It's also like, I don't know, the only other card that we see this hand coming out, is that in Four of Cups is the only other one? Do you know if we see it any other time off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head. That's the only one that I'm imagining.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I wonder if like in the Four of Cups, if it's connected to the Ace of Cups, like it's like a reminder, like, hello.
Yeah, and it's also kind of like, reminds me of being handed something, like more so than the other ones, like an opportunity that is arising that is testing you. Other ones, like the Wands, the Swords, the Cups, kind of feel like an option that would be an opportunity for you. This one seems like a challenger test, like this is going to show you what you're made of type of thing.
Which one?
The Ace of Pentacles. Because it's very much a more action is necessary card than the other ones. Like, they don't require as much physical world action because they can be all in the, like, dreaming stage still. This one is like, there is material world, physical world action that must be taken.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what about reversed?
All of these reversed give me the same, like, energies being blocked or inaction or indecision about whatever the beginning or the new adventure could be. It's all the, like, hang-ups that you might have, just depending on what aspect of self you're coming from. And then kind of like the deadly sin of whatever the suit is. So, like, greed for the Pentacles, or, like, blocked insecurity, jealousy, lust for
the Cups. The
Cups, attachment for the Swords, or anxiety.
And, or confusion.
Yeah, and, like, laziness, or a lack of action.
For, stick in the mud.
Yeah.
For Ace of Wands.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, doubts, and, yeah, I feel like all of these, it could also be a missed opportunity, because it's such a timing card, so if it's reversed, it's like, oh, you kind of shit the bed on this. Like,
yeah, it depends where it is in the spread as well to determine that, I think.
Yeah. It kind of helps to have all four of the cards out in front of you, or like your book, or to like see them all together so you can see like the similarities or the differences, because I've never noticed like those little yods before, or their auras from the hands. I've never noticed the lotus flowers. So just pull them all out. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Join us next week when we talk about the twos of the minor arcana, and pull out your cards before we begin. Cool. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.